shame on anyone who does it. And if you're targeting the cyclists and stealing the bicycles that they've bought with their hard-earned cash, £7,000 worth of bicycles. You know, one bike costing £7,000. I was gobsmacked by that particular price tag. However, most bikes, of course, cost a few hundred quid, and the owners are being targeted, significantly targeted. I want to speak to Sergeant Peter Cunningham from the PSNI. Sergeant Cunningham, good morning.
Frank, good morning.
Securing your bike properly, a lot of us would just throw the bike against the wall. It looks like as if it's a silly thing to do.
Yes, absolutely, Frank. It's right up there with leaving our front door open. I mean, unfortunately, these days, we need to be more efficient in looking after our bits and bobs. I mean, as you've rightly pointed out, bikes these days vary from a few hundred quid up to several thousands. We're finding, as a service, that a lot of the bikes that are being taken as a result of owners not having any locks on the bike, or indeed very poor locks on the bikes.
The CCTV shown on the TV last night off kids or young men trying to steal a bicycle, and they were nabbed by plainclothes cops. It was good work. Now, this idea of people trying to actually break the lock to get the bicycle, there must be a great market for second-hand kit, or is it for parts? Because surely the bike would have been damaged as they tried to break it from the lamppost.
Yeah, well, I mean, in that example, Frank, you're talking about the lock that was used in that incident, I believe, was maybe a couple of pounds from one of the bargain stores in town. Our rule of thumb would be, if you're buying a bike, basically whatever 10% of the value of the bike is, that's what the value of the lock should be to protect it. But as you rightly say, some of the higher spec bikes are made of carbon and such, and any jerk or shudder like that would indeed damage the cycle itself.
So is there a market in it? Are people stealing to sell? Are there idiots who are prepared to buy second-hand bikes knowing they're stolen? Is a bike seen as, actually, it's only a bike? Is there that attitude?
I suppose, Frank, to be very blunt around this, you know, I mean, there's a sort of lack of awareness around where these bikes are actually going. I mean, from a personal and from an operational perspective, there's kind of three styles of theft that we see. The first would kind of be your bike swap, whereby a member of the public would park their bike in a public domain. They'd come back to see their bike to find an old scrapper of a bike lying there. Now, that would typically be just basically, you know, someone who hasn't secured their bike.
Is there a certain amount of heart in a thief like that who would at least leave you a bike to get home on?
Well, you could say that, but unfortunately, I mean, if you're the victim of a bike crime, some of the recent online surveys would suggest if you've been a victim of that crime, there's a 1 in 6 chance that you won't go back to cycling again. So the knock-on of having your bike nicked is, you know, it's quite profound, unfortunately.
Okay, so that's the first form of theft. What's the second one?
Yeah, well, I mean, this is sort of the more organised. We see it in around town quite a lot, that people are coming back, haven't spent a considerable sum on a lock, and they go, oh my goodness, where's my bike? And they realise that some of the D-rigid locks have been actually snipped through. And this would be our more organised bike thief, going out with bolt cutters. And again, the first plea would be need for public vigilance around this. I mean, if we do see anybody in around the ever-increasing amount of bike parks in Belfast and throughout the province, if they're suspicious folk, by all means, please contact police and let us know.
Is it a good idea to take the wheel off your bike? Some people do that, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, you talked about this earlier on. Parts of bicycles are expensive as well. Some of the bikes, I mean, you talked about bikes being several grand. We can get sets of wheels up to a couple of £1,000 in cash as well. So you can see that there is a bit of a market for that. And I suppose the next message is really around that. If you find that, you know, someone's offering you a bike for sale, be sure that you know the background of the bike, and even indeed parts of bikes, because, I mean, it is all too readily available. You can walk past any bike stop and very quickly you'll identify there's lights that could be taken, saddles, wheels, all sorts of accessories that could be easily taken off.
And I presume there's a lot of theft from people's garages and off from their lawn at home and stuff.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, we sort of ran the stats where we're sort of scratching our head around this, going, where are bikes actually going missing from? And we kind of stereotyped and thought, you know, this is all going to be from sort of public domain. But then when we dug a wee bit deeper, we found that quite a lot of, especially the more high-spec bikes, were actually being taken as a result of residential burglary. So that concerns us somewhat. So, I mean, the next message is really for cyclists to consider when they're at home, and so they need to secure their bike in a similar manner as they would when they're out. And some of the ways we can do that would be secure it to a rigid fixture in your garage or in your house, or indeed install an anchor in the premises. And again, just to ensure that outhouses and garages are locked at all times, because it's all too easy to walk in and all of a sudden you're missing a very expensive bike.
Yeah, let's make it as difficult as possible for the thief to get the bike. And the registration scheme, how does that work?
Yeah, Frank, we've been very lucky in that our PCSPs have been helping out brilliantly with this. They've been sponsoring quite a lot of the bike register marketing.
What's your PCSPs?
Police and Community Safety Partnerships.
Oh, yes.
And they've sponsored us basically. So through contacting our crime prevention officers on 101, the crime prevention officers were able to mark up a number of bikes. Now, the bike register scheme, it will affix a permanent sticker onto the frame of the bike, one fairly overtly on the top of the frame, and then one generally beneath. Now, that sticker will have a QR code, so if we happen upon a bike that's either lost or stolen, we can quickly scan that and work out who owns that bike very quickly and get in contact with them to work out whether the bike is being cycled by the person it should be or if not.
Let me ask you one final question. It just crossed my mind because I'm thinking of getting one, and I see a lot of cyclists have them on their helmets. You know, the dashboard cameras in the car. As a police officer, is the dashboard camera or indeed the cyclist's helmet camera, are they a benefit or a hindrance?
Frank, from a personal perspective, I would say anything that increases safety of cyclists would be beneficial to us. Again, that would increase the evidence if there was a near pass. I'm all too aware as a cyclist the implications of cycling around town, and people are very nervous around that. Again, a camera is a good mechanism to sort of capture any misdemeanors of other motorists, and it gives you that sort of sense of reassurance that if you're cycling as you should within the law, if somebody does something wrong, well, then you can produce that evidence to police and we can take necessary action.
Okay, Sergeant Cunningham, good speaking to you. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Frank.
So secure your bicycle. Let's hope it isn't another statistic as far as theft's concerned, because it's on the rise. The targeting of our bicycles, the length and breadth of the land.